Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to Inside Scoop Live. Thanks for tuning in. I'm your host, Juanita Watson, and today joining me is author Kathy Balance. Kathy is an expert in mind-body-soul connection, and she teaches people how to tap into their own inner power for success. Clinically certified in hypnotherapy, her publications and seminars provide deep insight into the true causes preventing individuals from achieving their goals, as well as the unique remedies specific to each person. Balland is a graduate of the University of Phoenix and the Southwest Institute of Healing Arts. She is clinically certified by the American Council of Hypnotist Examiners and certified by the American Board of Hypnotherapy. Kathy has studied nutrition for weight management, addiction, and stress management. And as the president of Blissful Publications, she is the author of Lose the Diet, Transform Your Body by Connecting with Your Soul. She provides information in this book to enrich and empower people to achieve happiness and success. And her website is losethediet.com. So with that said, welcome to the program, Kathy.
Thank you, Juanita.
Well, congratulations. This is your first book.
Yes, it is.
Yeah, it's always a great feat to publish your first book. So, you know, here you are, you're writing a book called Lose the Diet in an era and a time where the diet industry is really a multi-billion dollar, maybe trillion dollar industry. So why do you think that so many people are dieting?
Well, they're searching for answers out there, whether it's the diet pills or prepackaged foods or specific diets, and really the answer is within ourselves, not out there in what we think is a quick fix, which really ends up not being a quick fix because we keep going from one quick fix to the next, searching for the answer that, you know, it's hard to stick with those diets that really don't necessarily fit our particular lifestyle and who we really are.
And so this is what yo-yo dieting is.
Yeah, correct. I've done some of that myself.
Yeah, I understand. Why don't you tell us a little bit about your own journey? I know it doesn't totally encompass everything that you do. You know, you aren't just in weight management. But tell us a little bit about your experience with dieting.
I've been obsessed with the scale myself, where we, you know, associate ourselves with this number and this what really amounts to gravity. When you think about it, we're really not a number. And I learned that on my own, that through my own sense of self-esteem, that I'm not just a number. You know, I'm a unique individual, to me, a spiritual being in a sense. First of all, as far as yo-yo dieting, it doesn't work from both physical or the psychological or emotional, spiritual standpoint, because when we stop eating and we deprive ourselves, you know, that kind of affects our self-esteem. We feel like, oh gosh, we're not good enough, or we to eat that, or I can't have that. And you feel bad about yourself. And from a physical standpoint, your body actually starts creating an enzyme that sticks all the fats together so that it doesn't get released so easily into the bloodstream, because your body thinks that there's a famine going on, so now it needs to save as much fat, which is really just stored energy. You know, we think of it as being evil, but it's
right.
Stored energy.
Exactly. And your body is doing what it's meant to do. It's storing food because it thinks that it's in starvation mode.
Right. So this whole yo-yo thing, it's just not good for us physically, mentally, emotionally. When I talk about the soul in my book, when I say transform your body by connecting with your soul, I'm really kind of referring to the subconscious mind, which I see as the soul. It's where habits, emotions, and imagination are. And it's really, the subconscious is really about 88% of our mind, you know. So on the conscious level, we're all going around going, okay, I'm going to do this diet, and I'm not going to eat this or that. And the subconscious, first of all, doesn't process negatives. So when you think to yourself, I'm not going to eat that, it hears, I am going to eat that. The more you try to do this deprivation, the more the subconscious wants it. And who's going to win? The subconscious, which is about 88%, or this conscious mind, which is only about 12%, which we think, you know, it's the ego, and we think we're in control, but we're really not, because the subconscious is running the show, and it's running our digestion, it's healing. You know, when you have a cut, you need to think about healing that cut. No, the subconscious is doing it for you. It's doing everything, and it's where all those emotions are. It's where all our memories are. So if you're eating because you've got some unresolved grief, for example, something from the past that hasn't been resolved, and maybe that's driving, you know, what's driving this emotional eating, we can analyze the numbers to death with, you know, calories and carbs and fat grams, and the more we do that, it seems the worse it really gets. So it's about reconnecting with ourselves and what's really going on the inside. And I guess what I'm trying to get at is I've learned that myself, you know, the hard way from, you know, when my dad passed away and I was overeating and was depressed, and, you know, and then it's about let's resolve those emotions and release. Sometimes I have a chapter called Release. Sometimes we need to release some emotions.
It sounds like for a real permanent solution when it comes to weight management, your model and what you're saying is that you really, it's not just a food issue. You have got to get into that subconscious and really begin understanding what's driving it and then reprogram it.
Because then you find a natural balance and you start eating when you're naturally hungry, you know, not when you're, you know, not hungry. I mean, we know, in fact, there's a part in there where I talk about, you know, being mindful about are you hungry or not.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the beginning, though. Okay, I'm not hungry. Well, and most of us know we're not hungry when we keep shoving in that whatever it is.
Right.
We're craving. And why are you craving that? Let's really get to the root of the problem. It's kind of like trimming a weed versus pulling it out at the root and just taking care of it. And we're not stupid. You know, I think society, we know so much about food. Everything's labeled. You know, all you have to do is look at the labels and it tells you what's in it. And we know that, but then we still crave it. So if we can take care of what we're craving and what that need really is, what is it we're trying to fill? You know, are you unsatisfied with your work? Are you stressed? Are you angry with your spouse? Or what's happening in your life that's causing you to crave and to overindulge or you know, yo-yo diet also.
So you mentioned mindful eating or becoming mindful, and you talk in your book about that there's actually an organization called the Center for Mindful Eating, which I've never heard of, which is, it's so interesting. So what, I mean, you were kind of alluding to that. What would mindful eating, sounds like this is kind of a first step, what would that actually look like?
Well, you know, when you eat, are you really enjoying your food, first of all? You know, are you really tasting it? All the, is it crunchy? Is it sweet? Is it salty? Are you really enjoying your food? A lot of times, when we're eating emotionally especially, we're not even paying attention to what we're eating. And when you really start to enjoy it more, you can feel more satisfied.
So slow down?
Yeah, to slow it down. And sometimes exercise and doing that can be writing it down, you know, how does it feel as you chew your food and you swallow it, your food, and have a sensation in your stomach, or you can really start to look at that. But, you know, that can be a first step, but I, as I say, like to go much deeper, and it's really all about what's happening in your life or what happened in your life and what's driving these emotions underneath, and then getting into using different tools for that of releasing. And we can use the subconscious mind in various ways, and that's what hypnotherapy is all about, is tapping into that imagination that's part of the subconscious. The imagination, for example, is what dreams are. When we're sleeping, we're at the subconscious level. When we're born, we're at the subconscious level. We don't develop a conscious mind till about the age of 7, so that's why we're so imaginative and creative and learning and absorbing.
Mm-hmm.
And so to me, it's... in my dietfreemovie.com video.
That's on your website. I just watched it this morning. Very good. Very inspirational.
It's kind of tapping into that inner child and remembering what it was like when you weren't worried about everything you ate, but you were living life to the fullest and being imaginative. But we can use our imagination and visualization. Again, if anybody has seen the DVD, The Secret, that talks about the law of attraction, and how we can really use visualization in our subconscious mind to attract what we want in life and to really tap into our own inner peace and happiness.
Mm-hmm. And so basically you talk about all these tools in your book through meditation and breath work and vision boards, affirmations, journaling, and these are all ways to tap into that?
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And you also talk about EFT, emotional freedom technique, which is huge right now. I mean, people can have shifts so quickly with that technique.
Yes, which is for those people who don't know what that is, but it's tapping on just different points on the face and the hand, and there's just different points as far as different meridian points to release any emotions you're having when you're feeling stressed. You know, somebody might be tapping to help release stress.
Uh-huh.
And there's different charts for that. Because stress, which can be caused by, you know, so many things, whether it's a job stress or a relationship stress or whatever, and it really, we know, can lead to disease and you know, heart disease and other issues, and also the obesity issues, you know, because we can eat when we're stressed.
Uh-huh. Clearly. So eliminating the stressors is a big part of this then.
And the other extreme, as I mentioned in my book, is just the whole imbalance in society. Besides, beyond obesity, at the other end, there's anorexia, bulimia, and, you know, other issues where things have kind of gotten out of whack because we've lost that connection with ourselves.
Mm-hmm. Well, there is such an obsession, a body image obsession in this country, and, you know, in other countries as well. But it sounds like that's what you're leading to. And really, you know, everything that I'm hearing you say really sounds like this is almost, that you're approaching it like it's an addiction almost.
In some ways it can be, yes.
Mm-hmm.
And, I have a chapter on sugar called How Sweet It Is and how that can really become an addiction because we become so used to it in our brain, it just shuts off those feel-good chemicals because it thinks, well, I don't need to produce that anymore because you've got all this sugar going on. And then when you stop eating the sugar, then, you know, you may feel depressed and you feel like you need, you know, you crave the sugar again. So we actually have to kind of resensitize ourselves and even our taste buds because, especially in America, we eat so much sugar and fat.
And it's
high fructose corn syrup.
Sure.
Everything.
It's in everything, and it's a lot of times hidden in foods that we wouldn't suspect. And so this is interesting that you bring up sugar because it's the only actual food, the substance, mm-hmm. that you mention in your book.
Yes, and yesterday I was just speaking to a couple of people who, one was from Serbia and another one from France, and this Serbian woman was saying, I need to gain weight. Tell me how to gain weight. I need to start eating processed foods.
Right.
No, I don't like that stuff. You know, we don't eat that where I come from.
Yeah.
Like, go get some fast food. That's no, I don't eat that. Well, that's why you're thin. Yes. And they were talking about how they like eating whole foods. And, you know, and I talk about the energy of whole foods in my book. You know, we pick something, and if you actually photograph it with a Kirlian photography, you can see there's a glow to, you know, the fruits and the vegetables. And then we like to smash it and process it and throw in our high fructose corn syrup and everything. And it changes the energy also. And not to mention, of course, calories and sugars and all that other stuff. And we know it's there, but like you were saying, it kind of becomes a bit of an addiction after a while.
Mm-hmm.
So it takes about 60 to 90 days to resensitize ourselves from a lot of these foods. If you're used to eating a lot of processed, high sugar, high fat foods, I mean, your taste buds are just, you know, it's so much richer tasting. Then you go to eat something that's natural and or a whole food, and it seems kind of tasteless because you're so used to the higher richness and flavor. So
mm-hmm.
you have to just resensitize yourself. But and I just talk about journaling and kind of different ways to get back to that healthy balance.
It sounds like it's important for individuals who really want to embark on this journey to understand that they won't get maybe quick results that a lot of people get caught up in when they're in the yo-yo dieting. They want to lose weight and they want to lose it now, as opposed to something like this, which takes a little longer. It's a process, but the results are permanent.
Exactly. And as I say, what we think is a quick fix isn't really because we
right.
using them over and over and over again. And it's kind of like, when are we going to stop the vicious cycle? And I see it in my own way, and this is my own feeling or opinion on the subject. In a sense, it's about spiritual growth, too, because if we're not releasing or letting go or dealing with what's really troubling us on the inside, how are we really growing? So it's also, there's a bigger picture, too, of moving beyond perhaps what we're holding on to and what we need to let go of. And for some people, I know women who've been abused, who weight is a protection, you know, kind of a shield for them. And then maybe dealing with that abuse issue can help them to move on from that, too. So there's so many different facets of it that can really help us to grow as an individual and find ourselves being healthy from the inside out.
And happy.
Healthy and happy from the inside.
Right. You're right, exactly. You know, I love this poem, this Rumi poem that you've added in your book. And the last two lines are, "You are the medicine, you are the cure for your own sorrow." And I have never heard that before. I'm a fan of Rumi. And that was just, that's so powerful. It's so beautiful. And it really comes down to that. This is just really about discovering who you are and get going on that journey.
Yes, because only you have that answer, really. You have the power. And I mean you as in everybody out there has that power. We are powerful spiritual beings with dignity, direction, and purpose. And again, not to be getting the whole spiritual aspect, which some people, you know, may not be in agreement with, but in my book I just talk about, you know, other various options, a lot of different options that might work for you, and everybody's different.
And we'll be back with more Inside Scoop Live after these important announcements.
Are you looking for new ways to promote your book? Why not consider being interviewed live? With the huge impact internet radio as well as podcasting is making in our society, your voice can now be heard worldwide. Let Juanita at Inside Scoop Live create the necessary steps for you. You will not only receive a web page of your own, but your interview will be available for MP3 download and RSS feed. As well, your interview will be posted on venues such as iTunes, Blog Talk Radio, Podcast Alley, and the Inside Scoop Live blog. Go to InsideScoopLive.com today for more information. Welcome back to Inside Scoop Live. Just to remind you, I'm talking today with author Kathy Balland. She is the author of Lose the Diet, Transform Your Body by Connecting with Your Soul. And you can find out more about Kathy and her book through her website, losethediet.com. A couple of things that I found really, really powerful in your book, and also you've included them in your resources link on your website, is the balance chart and then the meeting your needs exercise, which actually I think is just in the book. But those two are, to me, they seem like they're key in really pinpointing those aspects in your life that are in need of addressing.
Yes, and again, having that a good, healthy dose of self-esteem so that we can say, you know, I'm worthy of having needs and having wants, and what are those? And finding that inner strength to take a look at that and resolving that and feeling happier in the end. And again, I think our body can find its own natural balance once we feel balanced on the inside.
So the outside is just a reflection of what's going on internally.
And my own personal quote would be, a weight imbalance is a physical manifestation of a lack of connection with ourselves.
That's so powerful. So you also talk about connecting with other people, sometimes getting support as a part of this whole recipe for success. Tell us
connecting
a little.
Connecting with others.
Yeah, connecting with others. Tell us a little bit about how important that is and what that really looks like.
I've heard, you know, when I talk to people, older people who talk about the good old days or whatever, when they, you know, felt more connected in their community. And I think in this fast-paced society of cell phones and whatever, we can find ourselves disconnected from each other, and support can be so wonderful. And they found in studies that, for example, women with breast cancer have higher success rates when they're in support groups, to find other people who understand what you're going through. And in fact, Tyler of Reader Views had asked me about different types of weight support groups. But going beyond that, you know, do you need a support group for a specific grief that you've endured? I was involved in one years ago because I lost, I had a stillborn baby and another one that was premature that died. And so connecting with other people who understood what that type of grief was like was so helpful to me. And that can help us to resolve some of those issues that are really going on the inside that we may be trying to feed or fill. I talk in the book about Nancy Macon, who some people may have seen. She was on Oprah and some other shows, and she had gotten divorced and wound up living alone and not wanting to leave her apartment. And she was really stuffing the loneliness with food, and she put on about 500 pounds. And her sister gave her a computer, and she actually started to kind of network with people online and tell jokes and stories. And it was nothing about weight. It was nothing about, you know, what do you weigh? And she said they didn't, you know, they didn't see who I was on the outside. They saw who I was on the inside, and they loved me for who I really was. And all of a sudden, one day, she noticed the cat was sitting next to her on her chair, and the cat didn't normally fit next to her. But, you know, the weight just started melting, literally. And she, again, she wasn't even thinking about it. She was just eating, naturally eating less and not stuffing this loneliness that she was feeling on the inside, because the food, she said, was only temporary. It never really satisfied her. And that's why she had to keep doing it over and over and over. Well, she lost that weight, and now she's writing a book and speaking to people and inspiring people. So that's an example of connecting with others. So the book, what I'm saying in the book is we need to connect with ourselves, and connecting with others can help us to do that, to learn more about ourselves and to appreciate ourselves. And connecting, for some people, reconnecting in a spiritual aspect, and it could be with family and friends and various other ways that we can reconnect with ourselves and love ourselves on the inside.
Do you do suggest also exercise when it comes to living a healthy life, not necessarily in the whole weight management, typical diet sense of exercise, but you do really say that it's important. So tell me what you can, what you say to people that really just don't like exercise.
Find something you do like, because if you like it, you'll generally stick with it anyway. And, you know, if you want to go back to that inner child, and they found this in people who have addictive personalities, you know, they're trying to find that happiness that this drugs or whatever is giving them that they haven't had in years, perhaps. So what did you like to do as a child? For example, did you like to ride a bike? What made you happy? Is there a certain, you know, team sport that you enjoyed? And I know that they've analyzed different types of exercise. Well, this will burn more calories or fat, but maybe that's not what you enjoy doing, and you're not going to stick with it anyway. So,
I guess, don't go like immediately into that first week thinking you're going to do an hour workout every day, and just basically burn yourself out and quit after a week. So moderation.
Yeah, and but it is important to, I think, have some muscle. You know, build a little muscle. And I've used some resistance bands and other things. And if you, just to get into doing a little bit of that a couple times a week, you don't have to go crazy with it, because the muscles need a break to repair anyway. That's what they're doing, building themselves up, making themselves stronger. And so even if you do it a couple times a week, you know, it just doesn't have to be excessive. And you can be amazed at the results. And it takes about 21 days to create a habit at the subconscious level. It's like brushing your teeth. You know, you kind of miss it if you're not. You go away on vacation, you miss my little exercises or whatever you got used to doing. But it's great for your mind. You know, it can really help you to sleep deeper, which can help with your stress. So I have a chapter called Fitness for Mind, Body, and Soul. You know, what do you enjoy? What gives you pleasure and then makes you feel better, not just physically, but mentally and emotionally? And then as we age, you know, we need those muscles to stay walking. You know, you get to a point where if you're not using them, you lose about a half a pound of muscle a year. You gain about a pound and a half of fat. You know, people get kind of flabby and they can't walk anymore. But when they age and they need a wheelchair because they haven't been using the muscles. So
the
it's very important.
Yes.
And this is why I like to also get away from the scale, because muscle weighs more than fat. So this is where we get discouraged with the whole yo-yo effect, is you get on the scale and you go, oh, gee, I've gained a couple pounds because I've been exercising. Well, that's a good thing, because the muscle burns fat in the long run. You know, a pound of muscle burns about 40 calories a day, and 5 pounds is about 200 calories a day, not to get into the numbers, but that's how it works. So we need muscles. They're our friends.
They are. I think the scale can just become such an obsession as well. So are you recommending that we all throw out our scales?
Yeah, I was blogging about that recently, that I discovered this, my old bath scale under my hamper, which is where it's remained for a while, because it really gets disappointing, because you can't compare yourself with others. You know, you can look in a magazine and some actress weighs, you know, 105 pounds, and, you know, you may never be able to achieve that unless you're really ill.
Right.
You don't want to be ill, you know. And when I studied nutrition, here was this nutritionist instructor saying the body mass index is inaccurate. And that's what a lot of people go by. That's what tells us what we should weigh.
Yeah.
But everybody's different, again. We have different muscle masses and bone densities.
Mm-hmm.
Some people have bigger bones or bigger muscles, and it weighs more, and then you look at it, oh, I'm obese, you know, and you start yo-yoing. And so you can't compare yourself to somebody else who might have a petite frame and you might have a larger frame. And, again, it goes back to loving ourselves for who we are and not associating ourselves with a number.
And accepting reality.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Because then we get obsessive and then we put on weight.
Yeah.
We starve ourselves and then we eat and we gain weight. And actually, yo-yoing is harder on the body than just remaining overweight.
Yeah, absolutely. In the long term, it's very destructive to the body. So let me ask you, Kathy, what are your thoughts on the local media attention that we're seeing right now with different entertainment stars that are coming out saying that they've lost weight, but they're also really talking about the fact that they're connecting with their feelings, and really that mind-body connection was a huge part in keeping the weight off. You know, I'm thinking of Valerie Bertinelli, who right now is on all the talk shows, and this is a big part of her message. What do you think of what we're seeing right now in the mainstream media?
That makes sense. I hadn't really actually seen her speak about it. I know she has a book called Losing It, I think, so I'm assuming that also refers to the emotional aspect. But there's other stars, I won't name names, who do the diets and then, you know, the packaged food or whatever, and then they gain it right back. And I assume they're not getting to that, getting deeper, in other words. Deeper than skin deep. But yeah, if that's what she's talking about, then that's a good thing.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Well, let's mention your website again. It's losethediet.com, and you talked about that you had a blog. So what else can we find there? I know you can purchase the book through your website.
Yeah, there's a few free tools on there. And, of course, check out my little dietfreemovie.com, which gives you a visual of kind of what I'm getting at. And, of course, I blog, and I'm on Twitter and Facebook, Lose the Diet on Twitter. There's a lengthy written interview from Reader Reviews on there also that you can read, which answers some questions, book review, and a few other things.
Okay. So just sort of in closing then, I'm just thinking about, you know, any of our audience that may really be struggling right now with the whole yo-yo dieting cycle, and what would your advice be, the first step that they could do today, right now, to start them on this journey of transforming their body by connecting with their soul?
Well, perhaps when you, whatever it is you're craving, take a look at why. What is really going on? And instead of looking out there at the answer and, like you say, in the diet food or the pills or whatever, but what's going on emotionally and how do you feel? And, you know, you may want to write down your feelings, and sometimes that works for people to really get tap into that subconscious and how you really feel. You know, take a walk and reflect, and sometimes people need to just stop and quiet themselves, and that's what meditation is, kind of stop all that analytical business that we do at the conscious level and take a look inward and quiet the mind and breathe. I have a chapter called Breathe, but little stress management techniques. And are you, if you're eating, again, I keep going, looking at what all the different issues could be. If you're eating, maybe because you're looking for some quick sugar because you're tired, do you need a nap? Or, you know, if you're at work, can you go sit in your car for a few minutes and take a break? And
so basically connect in the moment with your feelings. Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
Be in the now a little bit.
That's great. Good advice. So what's next for you, Kathy? Well, you just released this book, but do you plan on coming out with more in the future?
Yes, more information on just tapping into our own inner power.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's in hypnotherapy, which is what I've been trained in, is all about reconnecting with ourselves and tapping into our own inner power. We hear about hypnosis and smoking and all these different things, but I really like the guided meditation and tools like that where we can just relax and breathe and visualize. But I do enjoy writing, so I plan on writing some more.
Okay.
I also have some CDs that I sell, and I will be putting that information on the website, some tools there for reconnecting with yourself.
Oh, great. So you have some projects in the works.
Yes.
Wonderful. Well, Kathy, thank you so much for joining us today. This has been a great conversation, and all the best to you and much luck. This is a great book. You've really amassed a lot of information, and there's some great resources and tools in here. So a very, very effective book.
Great. Thank you very much.
Yeah, you bet. Well, you take care, Kathy, and all the best.
Thank you.
All right, listeners, that's been Kathy Valland. Her new book, Lose the Diet, Transform Your Body by Connecting with Your Soul, is available now, and Kathy's website is losethediet.com. You can purchase the book there or through online booksellers or through your local bookstore. So I want to thank you once again for tuning in to Inside Scoop Live. I'm Juanita Watson, and until next time.